Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is it 100%? No, it's not 100%. Okay? But there could be people that work in this building that maybe are older, maybe have some type of underlying health condition. Maybe they don't come back. But the majority of the people in this building who are healthy, and certainly the 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds that are healthy, the so-called medical people that are saying the herd of healthy people that have the antibodies maybe built up that can fight this, we all need to go back to work.
That is the voice of Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy. He's catching heat for those comments. You know, saying we need
that
to
was
get,
just one.
We need to get to work.
That was one.
Where that one cuts off, he went on to say, and I could not find the additional part of that.
I sent him to Buck.
He said, we have the ability to fight this virus off, and you have the part where he says that we need the money to run through the state of Oklahoma? Because that was one I could not find anywhere, is that he said, if that is true, we need to sequester him and continue because we need to run money through the state of Oklahoma, based on college football. That, to me, is where Mike Gundy is catching heat because of the fact that he said, wait a minute. So you're saying that in the face of medical experts, and what he said there, and I think it is true, he's like, hey, there's people that are at risk, and we need to keep them away. Maybe they don't come back to work, the older people that are on staff or around. But if you're 18, 19, 20, 21 years old and you can have the ability to fight this virus off, then we need to get back to work. Mm-hmm. That is also kind of in the face of medical experts and what they're saying. Well, but then he says we need to run money through the state of Oklahoma.
What do you mean?
Well, he's saying that essentially it's a moneymaker. The business part of college football is why.
Yeah.
And he may have just ruined the amateur model of college football.
Well, that's kind of stating the obvious, but you're right. It kind of makes it a little bit more aware. I think the fear of that side of him coming out and saying it is that there's no group protecting the young athletes. So if a coach says, today, and a university came out and said today, open for business, you're welcome back, and an athlete said, well, I'm afraid, I don't want to come back, and be like, okay, we're pulling your scholarship, see you later. Mm-hmm. We don't care about you. You're supposed to come back and make us money because you're an amateur model. That part probably doesn't sit well. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
Because what you're doing is you're saying that human life is certainly not as valuable as us making revenue for our university. That's why that's a little bit tone deaf in my mind.
That is very tone deaf.
Yeah. And I think that part of and I don't think he really believes that. I don't. I think that some of these guys just state their emotions and look, these football coaches like Dabo Swinney coming out and saying these things about how you can't make everybody happy. He's right. Mike Gundy, but I don't think Mike Gundy's a bad coach, because he goes on to say in that interview how you got to listen to the medical experts, and I know there are people suffering. And he didn't just all stand on the, this is bull crap. He wasn't calling the CDC and everything crap.
No.
He was just stating what I think we're all thinking as humans, is that our economy and our fear is shutting down, and we're scared. And we're scared of a disease. We're scared of our future. We're scared of our jobs, which can the economy. And I remember, I've used this analogy, like doctors. When you get an injury, a doctor will tell you, you got to take 6 weeks off. Okay, you hurt your back at work, you got to take 6 weeks. Well, doc, I think I can make it back in two. Nope, you got to take 6 weeks. Doctors are going to give you the doomsday mentality to try to make sure that you don't come back to them later and say, well, you told me it was 6 weeks, and now I'm at 6 weeks and I'm still injured. That's part of doctor protocol. We've all been there. We've all seen that. And I'm not saying these doctors are doing this. Their job is to put the worst case scenario out there for us so we follow and take it seriously.
Well, and I think one of the things that you can point to is that people that in areas that have taken this seriously, that doomsday scenario isn't playing out. And that is a good thing.
Yeah, of course it is.
I mean,
yes.
You know, the numbers are dropping dramatically, and it's not going to be as bad as they thought if people continue to do it, but you have to continue to do it. And that's where the dangerous part of this is, like, the message of we just need to get back and get back to work, that is all contingent on when medical experts say so. And when you hear what Mike Gundy said there, when you hear him talking about we need to just get back to work and the young people are going to be fine, well, part of it is that, you know, spreading it, not knowing you're fine. And that is where it's lost in those clips. But you mentioned the other things that Gundy said, and he kind of sends mixed messages back and forth, but it wasn't like it was just this wildly irresponsible teleconference that he had, because he mentioned several times the opinions of medical professionals.
We got to have a plan. And so let's just stay on schedule. Everybody needs to relax. Okay. And I'm not taking away from the danger of people getting sick. You have the virus, stay healthy, try to do what we can to help people that are sick, and we're losing lives, which is just terrible. But then the second part of it is that we still have to schedule and continue to move forward as life goes on and do everything we can to help those people.
So in so many words, he's saying we can keep our schedule without canceling it prematurely. I think that's what he's trying to say.
He's trying to say this. But you got to remember, he's a football coach, so he's going to think like a football. You can't suddenly, when a football coach starts talking, he doesn't just turn into a CDC doctor. That's not how he thinks. I've always said, move the drill mentality. I saw a guy get his leg snapped in half on the practice field, screaming bloody murder. The trainer walked up to, the coach walked over, said, 5 yards forward, didn't even bat an eyelash. Now, is that the right thing to do at the time? That was the mentality, and I'm saying that's the right thing to do now. This is the football mentality, is we have to move forward. We have to try. Some people want to wallow in the fear and they want to sit in it and they want to hide inside and they want to be scared and they want to, and that makes them feel comfortable or whatever that is. I'm not in the psychology business. Others think we have to find a way to move forward. We have to try a way to think positive. We have to try to think of what can we do in the future. And I think football coaches, they're always trying to move forward. They're always trying to think of scenarios and how we do this and how we do that, because that's their job. They're hired to be coaches and they're hired to do that. So don't expect them to be the most eloquent and empathetic to everybody out there. They're just not good at it.
But here lies the problem that we were talking about yesterday with Dabo, is that when you are the highest paid employee in your state, you know, and you are a multi-million-dollar revenue generator for your state, which we talk about all the time.
Right.
Whether you like it or not, or people should or not, mm-hmm. which I don't think they should, they rely on you to kind of set that example.
Leadership. They're leaders.
They look at that to be kind of this, hey, follow my lead. Yeah, it is 100%. It's mm-hmm. leadership. And mm-hmm. when you have these guys kind of just saying, the way that the Gundy and Dabo are handling it, that's not what they're portraying, because it is what you're talking about. Their mentality, what they grew up with, was, no, I don't look at things like that ever. And that is the problem, is that then other people will take it as, oh, well, I can do the same thing.
Well, unfortunately, we live, Dusty, in a free mind country. We're not communists. We're not live in dictatorships. And That's a tough line to start telling everybody to think a certain way. It's really hard, and I wish it was easier, but here, the way we live, we're never going to stop that. Should we stop people that listening to Nick Saban? And I know, like you mentioned it yesterday, that's why Ed Orgeron is giving PSAs and Nick Saban is talking about mm-hmm. certain things in his state. And everybody thinks of it because they look for them for leadership, because they are the leaders.
Absolutely.
They are, of course. No, if they don't say it perfectly, like a Mike Gundy or anything, just, I mean, do we maybe want to throw Mike Gundy as this awful individual that has no empathy for people? I don't believe that is true.
Well, he's not that, but, and I don't think he should be painted that way, but, and this is why yesterday with the Dabo conversation, it was the kind of the same thing, is that, yeah, you know, we're playing that clip, and then this one too, is context matters, because it wasn't just like Gundy was saying, we need to just go business as usual.
We need to get back to playing football for a variety of reasons, if the medical people say we can. We don't need to let 1 or 2 months take that away from us. There's too many people that are relying on it.
And when you say it, the qualifier was in there. Mm-hmm. If the medical people say it's okay.
So he's not beyond tone deaf and just throwing everything that's out there under the bus saying it's all crap. He's not taking that stance.
And that is where I sit there and I take it, his delivery of what's happening. And this is why it's such a hard thing, and why people like, you know, Dr. Fauci are so important, is that they have the expertise in that field. And we listen to people that don't have expertise in the certain fields to get our advice and get our information from. And that can be a dangerous thing. And that can be, you know, when we're talking, a football coach is no medical expert. And that's kind of where they should kind of lean on this and say, do what a lot of guys like Mac Brown, I thought, went on Paul Feinbaum's show, and he handled it wonderfully, where he was like, look, you know, football and fans go hand in hand. They do, you know, and so we shouldn't have football if we can't have fans. And if fans can't be in the stadium because medical experts say it's not a safe thing for them to be, then maybe we just shouldn't have football because it's too dangerous. Because he said, if you think about it, if it's too dangerous to have fans in the stands sitting next to each other, then what about the guys who are hitting each other, breathing on each other, leaning on each other for 3.5 hours?
Yeah, I don't have those answers. I just don't.
That's kind of a more level-headed approach and what people are kind of looking towards from their public leaders.
Well, the fear is the economic factor of what football has done for everybody out there, especially financially for these universities. I mean, these universities will fail. When I mean fail, they will be gone. Their doors will shut. They won't be able to operate. They will have nothing. I mean, I spoke to a good friend that's a college football coach yesterday, a head football coach yesterday, and their major fear, major fear about how you're going to operate and what's going to happen. But those are honest fears. Don't throw it aside and say, well, we all need to get back, and there's a lot of businesses. There's a lot of people that rely on athletics for their livelihood, and they don't have a second option. They don't. And there's a lot of people out there that are dealing with the same things. This isn't just a sports issue. This is a universal issue. But because we're a sports show, we're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where it doesn't land well with everyday people is, you know, Gundy saying, you know, essentially football is too important. We need it. Well, there's a lot of other people that are also having their jobs derailed right now, too. Mm-hmm. And I think that is where you see a lot of this outrage manifesting itself, is that they're saying, you know, a lot of people are looking at those comments and going, why are you so different from what I'm going through? You know, and they're not. They're not at this time. It affects a lot of people. And this is one of those things why we say it time and time again. Uncharted territory that we're in. And I agree with you. Mike Gundy, I don't think he's a bad guy. Dabo Swinney, I don't think he's a bad guy. It's just they are living in their bubble and their realm, which a lot of people are right now. 55305, that's a fan text line. We'll get some of your thoughts on this. Plus, we need to circle back at some point on our best fictional sports movies of the 2000s. And really, where does the best one of the 2000s rank in just the 90s decade alone? Had that conversation earlier. Dusty and Cam, here's Buck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.